Hello, and welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us, brought to you by Comedy Here Often Podcast Network. I'm Gina Harms, and I am the host. And today, I'm very excited to be joined by a very funny comedian. It's Marita Lopez. Hi.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? Little Marita Lopez in the motherfucking house. Blah, blah, blah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for doing it. We were just talking about how you moved to Vancouver during the pandemic, and
yeah, it's so crazy. Yeah, man.
But you're liking it so far.
I love it. I was just saying on the other podcast too that like, yeah, I think this is my favorite city in Canada. It's just so like the weather is beautiful. Like there's like dope coffee shops, clothes, yeah. Entertainment seems dope. It's just like, I don't know, man. I think it's underrated in Canada as like one of the best cities, and the ocean's right there.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful. And like, yeah. I don't know. I love living here. And like so many people are like, oh, it's just because it's pretty doesn't mean it's like good. And I'm like, I don't know. Like that's part of it though. That helps.
That's a huge part of it. That's like that's literally the biggest part of living somewhere is that it's beautiful. You know what I mean?
Like literally if I'm like having a bad day, I'm like, I just need to go sit by the water and I'll feel better.
Yeah. And it's the mighty Pacific Ocean, you know, the eater of men. It's taken men and ships, but it also provides life and it has all this healing motherfucking power. I love it, man. I sit by the quay or a key or whatever it's called.
Oh, the key. Yes.
The key. And I just sit there and I'm like, I can't believe I'm here.
That's great. You know? That's such a nice feeling.
Yeah. It's incredible. It's so calming. I don't know what it is about water, but
I feel that.
It's so healing, man. And like, I've been reading like a lot of like indigenous literature and they always go back to the water, you know, like how water is so important and like vital to their communities. And it's like, yo, man, I feel that now, especially being here. Cause then like in, Toronto, it's fucking the shitty Lake Ontario, you know, it's all dirty and here it's just so like, I bet it's dirty too, but it's better.
Definitely. Yeah. But you can go like further out and it's less dirty.
Yeah. What's your favorite part? What's your favorite beach to go to here? Oh, there's a lot, right?
Yeah, there's a lot. It's just last year became a beach person. Cause before that, I don't know. Like I just would never be like at work during the day and then doing shows. And I was like, I don't like the hot weather, but now I'm like into it. I mean like Third Beach is great. That's like down past like Jericho, past like UBC.
Okay. Yeah.
I think.
That UBC area is so beautiful, man.
Yeah. Like the further you go down there, like I've never been to Wreck Beach. That's the nude beach. And that's like the furthest one out where you can like see the sunset and stuff. And like, apparently it's like the best one. It's so beautiful.
Which is the one by Kits? There's one by Kits, right?
Yeah. Well, there is like Kits Beach is called. That one's really nice, but it's always just like super packed. And.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet the summer is going to be packed, eh? Because everyone's just so like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even last year, the beaches were like... I went to like Jericho a few times and it was just like so many people. I was like, this is...
Really?
I don't want
to. Yeah, that's how Toronto was too last year. Like, when they let us out, like once in a while, I would go like just chill at a park, but there would always come a point where just people started coming, you know, like filling it up. And I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. So I would just like go find another park. But it always turned into that, you know, like it just got way, way too much. Like nobody gave a fuck, especially in Toronto. Toronto's fucked. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I've only been there once, but I would not for a very long time. So.
How long were you there?
Just like a week.
Okay, for comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was fun. I went to like comedy bar and whatever. And but I didn't you know, I don't have that much of an opinion of like the city itself. But yeah, so what's some pop culture you've been into recently? Like, what's kind of getting you through these days?
Oh man, you know, this sounds so lame, but just because like everyone does it, but I can't stop watching The Office. You know, like
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
bro, like straight up, that is my favorite sitcom of all time because it has every level. It has obviously the funny, but it's so dramatic. Like when they cry, like when Michael cries, it kills me. It hurts me,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, it's like heartfelt. I just saw I haven't really like gone back and watched it. Maybe I should because like everyone it is so good. But I just
Yeah.
saw a clip online going around of like Ellie Kemper, I forget her name in the show, when she's like talking about Michael being her dad and she's like, "You're not my dad." And it's like just this,
Yeah.
oh my
I
God.
just watched that episode.
Yeah, I
I
just saw
literally,
that small clip and I started
yeah.
tearing up. I was like, "Holy shit."
That joke makes me always makes me tear up, and like
Yeah.
it's but like I mean it's not hard for me to tear up. I'm a pretty like sensitive,
Yeah.
emotional dude. But that show, I can't like it kicks me, man. Like it
Yeah.
really hits me. It's the best.
It's great.
Yeah.
I've just been rewatching. Did you ever watch The Mindy Project with
No.
yeah, 'cause like she left The Office to do that show, and that show's really funny. I've been rewatching it and it's like I'm just like, I don't know why I'm like surprised at how I keep laughing out loud at it. I'm like, oh yeah, this
Yeah.
show is great.
Yeah, you and it's crazy too because like later on in the seasons I found out that she was like a huge part in the writing and also in the
Yeah.
production of it. So like I look at her character as even more funnier now. I'm like, "Oh, like you're so brilliant. Like you bring a lot to this show." You
Yeah,
know,
like
'cause
she wrote those like jokes that she's saying.
And the thing too is like that her character obviously is so like you just all at the beginning especially you dismiss her.
Oh,
Because she's
yeah.
like very quirky, but then when you realize that it's actually her writing all those things and like building the character, you're like, oh, this is like amazing. I love that.
Yeah,
I love when
so
someone gets
funny.
to do that. Like they get to create their own image on a TV show. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, that's the coolest thing. I mean, that's like, I don't know about you, like for me as a comedian, that's like the dream, like, you know, like
Oh,
make your
yeah.
own show and then like be in it and be this character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's honestly such I don't know, man. Like I've been blessed to like work with like wicked comedians like across my career, and like we pitched TV shows, like concepts, and like I'm not gonna lie, most of them people have said no. You know what I mean? They're like, nah, we're good with that. But the fact of like being able to do that, even the process of like sitting at a office like CBC or wherever, and you get to sit down and show people the things that you made is fucking amazing. You know what I mean? It's so cool that you're able that we're able to do this in a in our industry, like where we made like a name for ourselves that we can go out and write something and people are like, oh, that's dope. You made that. You know? That's difficult.
That's so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and just to like have that opportunity, it's like, wow, I did that. That's awesome. Like,
Yeah, man. Yeah, I love it. Like hopefully one day one of the things like gets greenlit, but until then it's just like you got to keep trying, you got to keep going.
right, exactly. Yeah. Oh, but yeah. I gotta start writing.
I love your mic, yo. That mic is
Oh,
sick.
thanks. It's yeah, it's like, you know, just a sphere for the listener.
Yeah. You
It's a
look
blue snowball, is what it's
you look
called.
like you're a bad guy in Star Wars. I love it.
That's true. The way it's just like up on this stick.
Oh, just black little globe. I love it.
That's so funny. Yeah,
Yeah.
this is the future.
But yeah, man, I've been watching The Office like crazy. And yeah, I just, you know, I've been trying to watch new movies too. Right, like, cause like, there's so much good stuff that's coming out on like Netflix, Amazon, all that stuff. Like, I like to keep up with it, right? Cause I want to do acting as well, so I like to see what people are bringing to the table. It's so inspiring for me.
For sure. Do you like do you like to watch like awards nominated movies? Do you care about that at all?
I yo, when I was a kid, I remember, okay, yo, when I was like when I was in grade 9, my childhood crush, this Filipino girl, fly as hell, we went to a bookstore and she knew how much I love movies. You know what I mean? She I was watching Goodfellas, The Godfather, Casino, like all the classic gangster movies when I was in grade 4. You know what I mean? Like I was the man when it came to that stuff. And no one, everybody else was still watching like, you know, Lion King or whatever. I was like, no, man, I was watching classics, right? I was already in my classic bag. So like everyone just knew me that way.
Yeah.
And she knew my favorite movie was On the Waterfront. Right.
Oh,
which
wow.
is 1934. Okay.
That's old.
That's a black and white movie with Marlon Brando. Okay. And what else do I love? I love Casablanca.
Nice.
All that shit. Like I loved all of it. So yeah, like, I don't know what it is. Cause I'm like, the opposite of like Clark Gable or Humphrey Bogart. You know what I mean? But I love that shit. I'm like, man, these old time white people are magnifying for me. I don't know what it is. Like, they're incredible. Like the way they talked, whatever. But
yeah, I love it.
I love, but so anyways, I remember we were at Chapters once in grade 9. And she got me a book of all the Academy Award winners up to that point, which was like 1999, maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
It was like back in the day. And she got me that book. And I remember I grabbed it and she was like, I got this for you. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I hugged her so hard. And I think I told her, I'm going to marry you. Right? Yo, like this was back in the day. Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna marry you and then like whatever. And now we don't speak. But the thing is, like, that's how deep into the game I was with that kind of stuff. I loved it. I loved like Academy Awards, Golden Globes, like all of that shit. I haven't really been into it since I started comedy.
Less and less into it. Because I mean, it's like when you're like doing the thing, you're like have less time to kind of get into it. Like when you're a teenager, like I was the same. Like I just spent all my time like on the internet. Like I was like reading like the movie blogs and like reading about like who's gonna win Gold Derby. I was obsessed.
Yeah.
And like try and watch all the movies, and now it's like, oh, I like want to watch them, and I'll watch as many as I can, but like I don't really have the time.
Yeah, well, exactly, right? Like, and there's just so much of it, and now and now like on the Best Picture, when they nominate Best Picture, there's like 13.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
Are you serious? That's crazy.
Yeah, but, and you also I was going to say, you kind of like, as you get older too, you realize like, oh, I have my own opinions and like, they don't necessarily nominate the things that I like, or you can like disagree with them more. Whereas like before I was like, I'll just do whatever the Oscars tell me.
100%. That's what I was like. Like I would always I would always be that dude that would watch all the Oscar movies and I would know everything about like old time Hollywood. But then like now that I'm getting older and like I'm reading more, I'm like realizing, oh shit, Hollywood was ran by a bunch of old racist white dudes back in the day. So like when Gone with the Wind was winning Best Picture, and you know what I mean, like it's like, oh, I don't put value into that shit no more, you know, like I used to. But having said that, I do get pumped still when I see like Judas and the Black Messiah getting nominated. I fucking love that.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they are taking steps to like, I hopefully change like that past. So I'm like that makes me happy. Like I hate the Grammys, right?
But the Grammys are so weird. I don't understand them.
They're so dumb. But having said that, I'm so pumped that Nas got nominated. I saw him not only nominated, but won his first Grammy. You know what I mean?
Oh.
audacity of those motherfuckers to give him one Grammy his whole career.
Was this like recently he got his first Grammy?
Recently, like last weekend.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Wow, yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest. One of the greatest.
Yeah. Yeah, I just recently like heard that like Nicki Minaj doesn't even submit her work for the Grammys because she's like, I don't care.
Yeah. And like The Weeknd too.
Yeah.
He snapped on them. Like, yeah, man, it's like, it's so funny because I feel like these institutions, they're getting called a lot, called on their shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Which is good.
I love to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, like, things are changing and it's great, but like, let's go into the past. Like, what did you like when you were younger? Like, what was some stuff you were into?
Okay. So I'm just the biggest hip hop head. Like, even look at my shirt. My shirt, well, you can't see it. I don't know if you're going to show it on video, but it's like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I was raised on that. Like, Fresh Prince is the best sitcom of all time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that shit, like, I couldn't watch Seinfeld. I couldn't watch Frasier. I just never got into it as a kid. But, man, like, Fresh Prince with Carlton and, like, and Will always, like, dogging him. And, like, Ashley and Hillary, they were so fly. Like, that whole show was fly, you know? Uncle Phil... Man, like Jeffrey, Jazz, like
Jeffrey's so funny.
Yeah, like that show killed me, man. Like, and it was funny because like I don't know, I just gravitated towards it. Like, you know, like I look at my niece and my nephew, right? Uh-huh. And because my niece is seven, and my nephew's 13, and out of nowhere they just started liking things.
Yeah.
You know? And
because it's like on Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, it's everywhere. But like when I was a kid, I don't remember liking things. It just happened. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah. Like it sort of just came to be. Cause like when Dangerous Minds came out, that movie. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Dangerous Minds came out. I changed. Whoever the fuck I was before ceased to exist. Okay. Because yeah. I used to play hockey. I knew everything about hockey for some reason. You know, like I know.
Like the thing like takes over your identity for like a month, but then also in your memory, it feels like you're like, no, I was into that forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I knew Mike Madonna, Brendan Shanahan, Patrick Waugh, like all these weird names. And
hockey names?
Yeah, they're hockey names.
Like, I have no idea.
And like, and then I gravitated towards maybe wrestling. But then when I found Dangerous Minds, like that shit changed me. I like started getting into Coolio, just like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like that. Like, you know, African American culture. I loved it. Right. Because like my parents are so Latin. Right. Like that all we played back home was like Spanish music and I didn't like it. I didn't understand it. But I also didn't like I hated like Nirvana and all of that other stuff. So then when I found hip hop, I felt like I found a home in Canada. You know, like I was like, yeah, this is it. This is what makes me want to be alive, man. Like when I found good rap, it made me want to like create. Just like live, go to school, buy a CD. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I remember the first time my dad gave me $20 to go to HMV. Right?
Oh, man.
And he's like, great. You can only buy one CD. And I bought Puff Daddy and the Family, No Way Out.
Nice.
97.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was a cassette, actually. Goddamn.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. I guess that makes sense. Well, there was both at that time, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I really loved like Fresh Prince and that too, and I guess we could like talk about like Puff Daddy, like because like I'm like, oh yeah, he changed his name. I forgot about that.
Like a million times.
Yeah, I'm trying to like I know a little bit about hip hop, but I definitely am not as in depth.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole like that whole era of like I think some people actually like discounted as being like cheesy and like more commercial rap, but I'm like, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the greatest. The yeah. shiny suit era, right? Yeah. And Mace would come out always like doing his little dances and yeah. like and Diddy would always just be screaming and dancing in the videos. Yo, yeah, the background. The Bentleys, the Benzes, Biggie rapping his ass off. Like that shit was my like I loved it. Like when I was a little kid, all I remember like my life was Rap City, The Mix. And just MTV, like music videos, all of that stuff, man. I loved Puffy. And it was just so like, oh, man, when he did the song with Mariah Carey, Honey, that blew my mind. I was like, I am in heaven. I am in heaven.
That was a huge music video. I think like one of the most expensive videos of that time, too.
Yeah, probably of all time, because they like went to like Cuba and like
made a movie.
They made a movie. She was fucking like diving into the ocean, and there was speedboats, and Diddy was just driving a speedboat. That's what I want to do.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like be in the video, just driving a boat.
Yeah, man. Like if like the pandemic, when the pandemic is gone and people can start working again, I'm not even going to be a comedian. Okay. I'm just going to be Diddy. I'm going to be the Diddy of Canadian comedy. And I'm just going to drive comedians to shows in a speedboat. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the back of a truck.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Actually, you could take a boat here.
You could. The mighty Pacific.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Can you please refer to the ocean as that from now on?
The mighty Pacific.
The mighty Pacific.
It's funny because that reminds me, my grandpa, when I was growing up, they live in Calgary, and like I grew up in Kamloops. So they would always like drive from Alberta to us. And every time they would be crossing the river, my grandpa would they would like stop at a rest stop. He'd phone us and be like, "We are crossing the mighty Columbia."
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. So your grandpa sounds incredible. I love it. I love it when older people say shit like that. You know? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You see those? Those are the mighty Rockies. That's what I like to see.
Exactly. I mean, like, he came here from Italy, too, so he's probably like, oh, the mighty, you know, like, Canada.
Yeah. the mighty Canadian shield.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Like, yeah, that's amazing. I love that. And they live in Calgary?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I'm from.
Oh, yeah. Right. So you were, like, lived in Toronto, but you're from Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots of family. Both of my parents are from Calgary. So like all of my extended family lives there. But my parents like moved. I don't know why.
where did you grow up then? Here?
Kamloops.
Okay. That's like 4 hours away ish.
Yeah. Yeah. 4 hours away in BC.
It's beautiful there.
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not very good arts scene, you know?
Yeah, a small town, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But
this place is bumping for art. I love it.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's growing too.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to see it. Like when things get back to normal, hopefully.
Oh my God, I know.
Yeah. How are you dealing with like the pandemic and stuff? Are you listening to music, watching the old shit?
Yeah, God, recently I've been watching kind of like 2000s reality TV.
Sick.
Yeah, like I actually just started watching Rock of Love, the Bret Michaels dating show. It's crazy. I never actually saw it when it was on. It's on Prime right now for anyone who wants to watch it. But like the first episode, like they're all just like fighting over him. They're just like showing him their boobs right away.
And, like, that's amazing.
And he's making out with all of them. And he's just like, he's like, oh yeah, I loved her tits. We have a great connection. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yo, who's Bret Michaels though? Who is that?
He was the lead singer in Poison.
Poison.
Poison, yeah.
Okay, so I listen to so much rap. so much rap that I'm trying to expand my horizons. Mm. I'm trying to listen to different shit. You know what I recently discovered? The motherfucking Eagles. Okay.
Oh.
Those guys or whatever, I don't even know who they are amazing. I don't know if it's three guys, two guys, one guy. Those Eagles are the shit.
God, I can't remember the names. No, I don't know. Hotel California.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what else do they sing?
That's a jam. Damn it. Why am I blanking? I've been bumping it all day. I was bumping it all day. One of these nights or whatever the fuck.
Oh.
Yeah. Yo, it's so good, man. And what else?
Life in the Fast Lane. Okay.
I've been listening to Cream. That band.
Cream. Yeah. No, I don't know that one.
Yeah. Like I'm starting to learn like old rock.
I like it.
You know, like, but yeah. I don't know if I'll ever get into the hair bands, but I might. I might be different.
There's some good stuff. The Poison song that I really like.
Poison. That name is so outlandish. You know what
it's
I mean?
So what's your band 80s. Name?
Poison.
Right? Yeah.
Or like White Leopard or whatever they're called, Def Leopard. White Snake. Yeah,
White Snake and Def Leopard.
Okay, so those are two. I thought I was just making them up.
White Leopard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could just do a color and an animal and, you know.
I think I'm going to name my first comedy, because I haven't released an album. I'm going to name it White Leopard. Straight the fuck up. And it's me with the long blonde hair and the guitar.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
the Poison song I really like is called Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Oh, wow. It's
a slow ballad.
That's incredible. When did that come out?
80 something.
Oh, you know what's crazy is that like my friends like who I grew up with in Calgary, they you know, like they're like upper class like white kids. They grew up in dope neighborhoods and their parents will play that music sometimes. Like when we used to go to the house and play video games. And I'm always like, man, your guys' parents must have been so fucking cool. You know what I mean? Like with the big hair, smoking weed and showing their titties at concerts. Like you guys were rock and rollers. You know what I mean? Like I always picture them. Like how did they live? Def Leppard.
Oh yeah. My dad would always listen to like The Cars and stuff and like Tom Petty, and then like he'd like tell me stories about like smoking weed and getting caught, and I'm like, that's so weird. I was like 15. I'm like, okay, so should I not?
you know who I love, who I've discovered too, is Fleetwood Mac.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah,
so good, man.
The greatest.
yeah do you like them too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. Stevie Nicks?
She's so cool.
She's so cool.
What's your favorite Fleetwood Mac song?
So it transitions. And when I say I have favorite Fleetwood Mac songs, it's like three. But yeah. The Chain, I've been bumping that like crazy. Right? You know when you get excited and you run in the streets and you have headphones on? Do you ever do that? Right. I always do that. Like I'll be bumping music and then I'll just start running. And I'm always and I'm wearing Tim's and a jacket, like I'm dressed nice, sweating.
Just get excited.
I get so pumped. And that song comes on and I go, and they will never break the chain. I'm just booking it. Booking it down Commercial Drive, man. I love that shit. I love that song. And Dreams is incredible. It's just one of the greatest songs ever.
Yeah, it like transcends. It's wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
The song Go Your Own Way. I like that one.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh, you can go your own way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's
good. Everyone knows that song.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. That's incredible.
I love that song, and then once I was like going through a breakup and it came on when I was at work and I just started bawling.
And now just full on crying.
Yeah, now that song is special to me.
Yeah.
Go your own way.
You can go your. I never knew that was them. You know who I hate though? Who I don't like is the
Ooh.
Beatles.
Oh, that's I don't love the Beatles. I'm like, they're fine.
Yeah, right?
I'm so glad to hear you say
Yeah,
that.
they're man. You know what else I've been bumping is the Rolling Stones. This is
Oh.
crazy. This is crazy because when we originally talked about doing this podcast, I'm like, yeah,
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk all hip hop. I'm gonna talk about Jay-Z. And here I am talking
Yeah.
about Def
You're
Leppard,
like, no.
Fleetwood Mac, and fucking the Rolling
The
Stones.
Stones. Keith
Yeah,
Richards.
yeah. Yeah, though I love that shit. Jumpin' Jack Flash, Gimme Shelter. Yo, those are they're though, yeah, you know who I was talking with? I was talking with Dino about how Keith Richards, is that the guy's name?
Yeah, the guitarist.
Or Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger's a singer, yeah.
Mick Jagger is the baddest white dude of all time. Like that guy could walk into a fucking black club in the 60s and everybody would be like, yeah, that's the
It's
fucking man
true.
right there. With his like leather jacket and his like
Yeah.
slender little body.
The way he moves,
Yeah.
yeah, and like he's like not like the most conventionally attractive man, but like when seeing him perform, I'm like, even now he's like in his 70s, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, man.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the duck lips, I don't
Yo,
know.
it's so true. He's not attractive at all, but you want to fuck him. I
Yeah.
mean, and I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you want to hit that Mick Jagger.
Yeah. Well, we could go back to like hip hop stuff because I like this is the thing I have like I recently watched on Netflix this show Hip Hop Evolution where
Amazing.
it goes through like the history of all of it and I was like, "Wow, I'm learning so much." And like I don't know. I just like I'm trying to do what you're doing with those like with those white bands. I'm like going back and like listening to like but I've been trying to get into more of like the female rappers of the 90s. I'm like trying to like oh like what was Foxy Brown up to? I'm like why didn't I ever listen to that? Like she's so
Oh
awesome.
man, yo, Gina, I will. I man, if you, if I, when this thing is over, like when all this thing is done, I'm
Yeah.
gonna write you a manu, like a manuscript of the female rappers. Like, and you just gotta study it, and then I'll give you a year, and you gotta write a report. You gotta write an essay.
In a
Yo,
year.
female rappers are so fucking underrated. Still, still,
Still, I
still.
yeah, I agree.
And it's brutal because like when you look at the female rappers who like I guess left a stamp on hip hop, you got to look at Lauryn Hill, you got to look at Queen Latifah,
Yeah.
right? You got to look at man, like even now in the modern era, even more so in the modern era, you got Nicki Minaj. Rhapsody is fucking fire. I think she can outspit almost every MC in the game right now. She's incredible.
Rhapsody?
Rhapsody, she's so dope, and she's always doing songs with like Black Sot and the Roots. Like they're
Okay.
always like collaborating, and Nicki Minaj is just so underrated. And even like even though she like you know has like I guess she's more considered like popular culture or whatever. Cardi B is the shit. I
Yeah.
love Cardi B so much, and she's Latina, Dominicana from the Bronx. Let's fucking
Yeah.
get it.
I like keep forgetting about like the Cardi B's album that came out like just a couple years ago and like it was so good and like
Fire.
just like recently I was like, "Oh yeah, that was a great album. Like
Yeah.
why don't I listen to this more?"
It's fucking fire. And
Yeah.
then you always have the haters. The haters are always like, well, she had writers. Who the fuck cares, bro? I
Everyone
don't
has
care.
writers.
It's still good music, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's a thing in hip hop that needs to get like go away.
Oh
Where people are
yeah.
like, well, they had writers. I don't care, my man. You know what I mean? Like
People
it's still dope.
Yeah, people do that with like I'm like they probably do it more often to like women, but like could they do it not just in rap? 'Cause I'm like thinking of like people do that to like Beyoncé too. They're just like, "Oh, like
Oh yeah, 100.
You know, but it's there's 12 credits on this song. It's like, so?
So what? So what, man? You go make a song. Go make a song. Go make a fucking classic album. You know, like
exactly.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, and it's true. Like women get in hip, like anywhere really, but in hip hop, it's like they're all okay. Here's the thing, okay? People are always looking for like a female Jay-Z or a Nas or a Black Thought or a Biggie or a Tupac, but when that comes up, like a Rhapsody or a Ciroc or a Lauryn Hill, right away they get criticized for either not being feminine enough or they just don't get listened to. And it's like, well, then what do you want? What is it that you want then? You know, because then when Cardi B pops off, that's what you want, but you're still accusing her of not having her own authentic lyrics. Yeah. Right? So it's like you can never win. It's so stupid.
Oh, that's so annoying. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, but remember that, like Ciroc, yo, you gotta bump Ciroc. Ciroc is fucking amazing. And she's like new, brand new. Rhapsody's great. Chain Noir, oh, I love them.
Damn, I'm writing these down.
Yeah, and man, old school too. Little Kim, Foxy Brown. Yo.
Yeah, I was like, I've like listened to like more Lil Kim and Foxy Brown, like Missy Elliott. I mean, Missy Elliott was always kind of. you just put on sunglasses. And I'm like, I looked down and then I looked up and I was like, what's going on?
I just started getting in my bag. You like, God, I was like, yeah. I'm just explaining. I started moving. I'm like, I gotta put the glasses on. I feel like Diddy. I feel like exactly. Diddy right now.
It fits.
Damn it. I was just about to tell you something. Missy Elliott.
I mean, was more like broke through to like more like mainstream, like pop stuff. Well, I mean, not that her music was pop, but like, I don't know, just that it was like listened to more, I guess.
I remember what I was going to tell you. Okay. Foxy Brown. Il Nana, like she had a bunch of like tracks, but there was one video, and that's when I found out I was a man. You know what I mean? Because she
from
was
Foxy
like
Foxy Brown video.
She was like twerking, doing all her thing, and I was like, oh man, this is amazing. This was like porn for me back in '97. You know what I mean? Like it made me feel like a man. It like I love Foxy. I credit Foxy Brown for taking my virginity. It's my spirit. My spirit virginity.
It changed me. I mean, I could say like a similar, probably watching that D'Angelo video where he is like just been naked and it like goes so, it's a camera pan so close down to like, almost shows his dick. And I was probably like 10 and just not really know, just
10.
Could not look away, but I didn't realize at the time, but I was like, why does this make me feel so weird?
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, you're like, why is this? But that video, straight up, greatest dick lines of all time. You know what I mean?
No one
will ever have dick lines like that. I don't even think it's real. You can't replicate that.
Right? It's like a statue. Like.
Yeah. It's incredible. I love that. Like that video. Oh, and even like the neocentric, like fucking R&B, like Erykah Badu, D'Angelo, Maxwell. I love that era. I love that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely got to get into more of that stuff too. I also really like Usher. Just to go with like the who I had a crush on at the time, now I'm thinking.
Like, who were your biggest music crushes from that era, from like R&B, rap, all that?
Oh, yeah. Usher was like number one. I definitely had a poster of him for a time. Who did I like that was like that? I mean, like a bit later, LL Cool J.
That's amazing. Yeah. Always licking his lips. That guy, man.
Exactly. And also, now that I think of it, like the song, like Doing It came out when I was like a literal child, and like and I don't remember ever like hearing the lyrics, but I remember like singing the chorus, like doing it and doing it and doing
it. Oh my God, how old were you?
I don't know, but I'm like, I had an older sister, so I'm like, maybe she listened to it and I just like picked up that from somewhere, and like it was probably on Much Music at some point. But now, like, now I've listened to it like a bunch and I'm like, wow, this is the most explicit song.
Explicit as fuck. She's literally moaning while she's singing.
Exactly.
Like straight up doing it and doing it and do, and I think she comes at the end, like when she, because she can't take it and she goes doing it right, and it's like, wow,
the end is just her just like almost like screaming, like it's
it's crazy. And like, and I was a little kid just dancing.
Yeah,
just dancing to it.
No, like, catchy.
Yeah, going ham. Like, I love that shit, man. I love that stuff. Yeah, it was my favorite. And I don't know, I really don't watch music videos anymore. But man, the shit that we watched as kids was so sexually provocative. It's insane.
Oh yeah, people like say that. Like, it always, every few years it comes up. Like, people are talking about it with like the WAP video and song, they're like, it's like too explicit, blah blah blah. I'm like, that's always been going on.
Yeah, like, yeah, forever. And it's that I don't even think that song was explicit at all, you know what I mean?
No.
Like, it's compared to like all the stuff that, yo, like, man, the 80s and the 90s was like, man, they were in your face about it.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah, you know the song like Too Close by Next?
Oh my God.
Right? He's like, he's singing about getting a boner on the dance floor.
how old were you when that song came out?
Really young. I didn't hear that song till later in life.
I knew
when I heard it.
Grade 7, we would have like dances.
Yeah.
Right? And we would like, and I went to school with like all Latino, Filipino, Vietnamese, like black kids, and we would all just love rap, you know. Mm-hmm. And when those music, like that music came on, we would like go to the, we'd be like in the dance floor just grinding hard, you know, like to the point where it was like, why are they letting us do this, you know?
Yeah.
Like I would be like grinding like crazy, and the girl, and these little girls, literal girls, like, what, grade 7, like, what is that, like,
yeah,
13?
Yeah.
Or 12? And just 12, like
11.
Backing it up. Too close.
Yeah.
Dancing too close, girl.
For real.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it was insane. That song, man, like, got me lit. And I didn't know what it meant until later. Like, back in the day, I just, whatever. I was just grinding to it.
Yeah. It was like just alluding to it enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And but that was like, oh, and you know what? As much as I wasn't like a huge fan, like Backstreet Boys, like Spice Girls, like all that shit, yo, that was like, that was our pop music, like back in the day, like in the playground, all the girls loved that shit. And it's like, I don't know, like I remember that song by Backstreet where it's like, everybody.
Yeah.
I remember, I swear to God, they played that. One of the teachers played that in the playground while everyone was playing basketball. And motherfuckers threw the ball and just started dancing. Everybody. It was like a choreographed thing. And I remember that clearly. And I was like, where am I? This is insane.
That's,
I felt like I was
movie.
In a high school musical.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yes. Oh, I love that song. In the video where they're all just like the Halloween characters. Oh, so good.
Which is the song where they're floating? Where they're floating in that like
Larger Than Life?
I forgot.
It's like,
man.
Yo,
for real. I don't even know. Like, if like how it goes, but I remember that. Wah, 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 wah. Yo, you know what, man? They don't get love. They don't get the love that they deserve because they had. Oh my God, we're back again, right? Like that shit too. Is that the Halloween one?
Yeah, that's Everybody. Yeah. Oh, I was like huge into the Backstreet Boys. Like,
okay, Gina, what is the first song their first hit, like, that they had?
Their first ever. It was either Get Down.
Because I love Get Down, and Move It All Around. That's the song I love. That's I was wrong. The basketball story I told you. It was that one. It was the Get Down, and Move It All Around. And people, they were so good, I thought they were black guys. And then when I found out, I'm like, what?
Right. Yeah. I mean, they were imitating black guys. They were. People don't they don't get enough love for that early album, that first Get Down.
It was incredible. And NSYNC too, like, they were lit. By the way, I remember I messaged you, I DM'd you. I'm like, oh, I love that 98 Degrees song or whatever. Do you remember that?
Maybe. Did I post something about 98 Degrees? I must have.
You posted something about 98 Degrees, and I was joking. I'm like, yo, 98 Degrees is my favorite Backstreet Boys song.
Oh, some
dumb shit like that. But you thought literally that I thought or whatever.
Yeah, and then I was like,
I just never told you I was joking. I thought it was like, oh no, I want this girl to believe that I think 98 Degrees is a Backstreet Boys song.
Yes, because I was like we've never really spoken. I was like, wait, I don't know you that well to know that you were joking.
Yeah, but I love doing that. I love making people think that I like know the wrong thing and all this shit. Yeah, it's so fun.
It's fun trolling people. So we're out of time. We're at the end, but there is I do like to end with a few questions. So
fuck yeah.
I ask everybody this: which Spice Girl are you?
Baby.
Baby, so cute. Okay, and then we only talked a little bit about TGIF, but like, if you were to be on one show, which would it be?
Family Matters, 1000%. Best corny sitcom of all time.
Yeah.
It's Urkel. So good. It's so good. Yeah, Urkel, and when he turns it to Stefan, come on, man. Who wrote that shit? That's incredible writing.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think they would let them do that on a sitcom anymore. Like,
no, like, it was so goofy. I loved it.
Yeah. I love the catchphrase, "Did I do that?"
Got any cheese?
Yeah.
Yo, and people died. We would hear that and we go, oh.
He said it.
Start dancing in the living room. That's what my childhood was. I would get excited about shit and just start dancing.
Just dancing. That's so cute.
Yeah. Get down.
Did you ever have like a catchphrase? I know that's...
When I was a kid?
Yeah, or like now. I don't know. I just thought of it because of the TV catchphrase.
Ah, catchphrase. Man.
Something you said a lot?
I don't know. I don't remember. Like, I remember I was just like, oh, you know what I love to do is talk about carrots for some reason. I just loved talking about carrots. It was my favorite thing. And to draw carrots. Yeah, that was my catchphrase. I'd always talk about carrots. Yeah.
Oh.
I have no idea why. I think it's because, like, I was learning English, right? And carrot just stuck out. It was like, oh, maybe it was a hard word for me to say. And then when I was able to say it, I couldn't stop saying it.
You got it.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to tell the whole world about carrots.
That's great. Do you eat a lot of carrots now?
No, I hate carrots. I'm not a carrot guy, but I love to talk about them. Yeah, I think they're it's the funniest word to say, carrot.
Yeah, I'm into it. They look funny. They look funny.
They do. And what's funnier than a dancing carrot? Walking, talking, dancing carrot. Nothing.
Yeah, honestly. I'd love to see that. You'd write that into a show.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, if you were to host a show on, like, Much Music, which show would it be?
Oh, man, that's such a good question. That, like, I honestly, I want to say Rap City, because like that's that was, you know what, like before I answer the second part, that's my dream. That was my dream before anything, was to be a VJ. You know what I mean? Like to do something like that. Like, cause when I was a kid, I loved rap so much that I bought the magazines. Like you, I would read the blogs. I would read all the articles. Like if I could, I was like, how do I make documenting hip hop music my job? You know, like I want to be a journalist. I wanted to get my PhD in school so I could teach a class on hip hop. Like how much I fucking love it. So second part of that question, I would host a mix, because Master T was the illest. He was so dope when he would host the show and like interview people like that. That's always been a dream of mine, of like, and I hope, like, you know, my comedy can segue into something like that eventually, you know, because I love rap. I love rap so much. And like, it's, and it's funny because like for the longest time, it wasn't considered pop culture, but to me, it always was. It was, it was like, it was my world. It was everything. It's why I wear a New York fitted. You know what I mean? Like, it's why I'm wearing glasses right now for no reason. Exactly. No one's watching. No one's even going to see this video. No. Right. But I'm straight. Like you got me talking about Foxy Brown and I just put them on. I didn't even remember. I just put them on.
You know, just like finish recording this podcast and be like, why am I wearing these?
Why am I wearing? I'm going to walk into something and then remember. But yeah, that would be my job.
The mix. Yeah. Oh yeah. That would be such a cool thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's the end. So where can people find you?
Yeah. You can follow me on my Instagram, which is No Champagne Papi. I also have a blog that I write on, and it's marito.wordpress.com. Yeah, that's what it is. Right. And it's called The Revolution of a Papi.
Yeah, I've read some of it. It's very good.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, and then for the podcast, you can subscribe and rate us 5 stars and leave a review and follow @DearestPopCulture on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. Bye.